the most fun in the morning. Good Morning Westchester with Dennis and Tommy. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
All right, Vince, you're back.
All right.
Go ahead, Vince.
Just a couple of thoughts to leave you other listeners with. We're seeing some very interesting political play here with our Democrats in New York because of the redistricting, which is required every 10 years by the Constitution. Well, of course, they're trying to get rid of some Republican congressional districts. That doesn't surprise me, as ugly as it is. But here in our own backyard, remember how Jamal Bowman, the educator from the Bronx,
yes,
the far-left AOC indivisible guy.
Yeah, me and Steve were just talking about him.
Yeah, he unseated 32-year Elliot Engel, one of the favorite men of the regular Democrat hoi polloi in Westchester.
Right. Yeah.
Every Democrat backed Elliot Engel, yep, in the primary against Jamal Bowman,
yep,
including Chuck Schumer on down.
Yep.
And they got their butt kicked.
Yep.
So now they're going to kick Jamal Bowman's butt,
yep,
by redesigning his district to include Yonkers, Mount Vernon, White Plains, and a whole bunch of Republican areas that will get sucked in. The bottom line is they're going to try to get rid of Jamal Bowman. And they're going to throw in a little stalking horse from New Rochelle. Okay? They have a district leader from New Rochelle whose name escapes me at the moment. I wish I could remember it. He was on VOX today, said nothing of policy other than, I'm running. So the Democrats have a guy in the race to run in the primary, a Hispanic, draw votes from Bowman, so that Spano, who he will probably announce, can get the seat. A guy who
Vince, you're moving too fast. Vince, slow down. There's also a candidate from Yonkers. We understand the Democrat leader there.
That I don't know. Yeah. Are you saying somebody other than
the New Rochelle party? Yes. I don't know these personalities, Vince. Let's face it. It doesn't matter to us in a district. Vince, wait a second. Vince, it doesn't matter in a district ruled by a Democrat machine, a Democrat socialist machine. It doesn't matter what you or I or people in the middle say, conservatives or otherwise. It's just going to happen unless we speak up. And it's good that you're raising it.
Hey, Vince, here's another thing you mentioned before. Look at Staten Island, Nicole Malakatakis. Look at her. She had Staten Island. She had
Southern Brooklyn,
which is basically a conservative Republican thing.
Right.
Now they want to put Jamaica Bay into it and other parts of Brooklyn into that thing, which is totally wrong or whatever like that.
Twist on this. I saw an interesting article, I forgot what paper, that the Democrats may be too smart by half. A lot of the new districts that they're carving out, they have a lot of Hispanics and Asians.
Yeah.
And if you remember, Trump has drawn a lot of Hispanics to the Republican Party, and the national poll now actually shows that Hispanics are kind of split between the Democrats and the Republicans. Hispanics are traditionally...
Vince, I've read that literature too, but I think you and I and Lou know it's different between a poll and a local race. And it's different between a Democrat opponent who we've become accustomed to and the likes of Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis or some national standing Republican figure. In Westchester County, let's face it, the conservatives, Republicans, conservative Democrats have no leadership. The party can't be found. Wait a second, Vince. The city of New Rochelle, where is the Republican Party in the city of New Rochelle?
That's a good story, but the one thing I want to offer you is this. Hispanics are Catholic.
Yep.
Hispanics don't believe in boys becoming girls. Hispanics don't believe, like the Democrats do, abortion of a child who has no physical ailments or the mother up to the ninth month, which the Democrats support.
All
right, Vince. We got about five calls backed up. They're telling me so.
Point made.
I want to get these people.
That's a good
in.
Point. But let's say something, Lou. To be fair, Vince, of course, is absolutely right. We know the Republican, the conservative wing, or the Spanish speaking Americans, I prefer, are moving to the right. They've always been to the right. They've got the church, their houses of worship, and let's face it, none of them love communism unless they're Castro party regulars. But let's face it, the Democrats have found a way to bamboozle the minorities.
Well, that proves to you with in Florida, DeSantis' biggest base is the Hispanic population there in Florida, and that's his biggest base.
And Vince, let's face it, when the Republicans wake from the slumber, Lou, or you and I have different ideas, when they get new leaders in places like White Plains, New Rochelle, Eastchester, Yonkers, former places of Republican strength, the Spanish are going to have a voice again, and so will African Americans, and so will Caucasian Americans in a new conservative movement.
All right, Tom, you there?
Hello?
Hello, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
How are you guys?
Sorry for the wait. Go ahead, Tom.
That's okay. Boy, Vince, he was full of energy, huh?
Yeah, he is. He's something.
Yeah, well, God bless him.
He's great.
So, I want to talk a little bit about Ukraine. And here's what I'm thinking.
Tom? You waited all this time to get on.
Call back, please. Tom.
You there?
There he is.
There he is. Tom?
There's a beeping, but I hear you.
Yeah. Keep talking. We'll correct that.
Nikki's fixing it now.
All right. So I want to talk a little bit about Ukraine. I think the U.S. needs to think about a non-military preemptive strike. And what I suggest, and I know it's not going to happen, is that we basically reopen our XL pipeline, cut a deal with Germany to sell them fuel, and this would do two things. It would really put Russia in a bad state, number one. And number two, it would probably put a huge dent into the inflation that's happening in our country. You know, I filled my gas tank up on Saturday. I took my wife's car over on Sunday to the same station. The price had gone up 10 cents overnight. Today I drove past the same station right on Shore Road by the New York Athletic Club.
Yeah.
Went up another dime overnight. So
why not?
Two dimes in a row, 2 days in a row.
Of course.
Crazy.
No, you're absolutely right, Tom. That would be great economic brinksmanship. I don't know if President Biden's capable of it, but the idea is sound. It has to be done. Use our economy against our antagonists. Trump would have done it by now, I think. It wouldn't have been necessary under President Trump.
No, you're correct. He would not have been in this hole. But another thing I heard today, I listened to the Jeanine Rose show, and I normally don't listen to the show, but I did today. And she had on a so-called Republican strategist. He's an attorney.
Yes.
James, can I may say the name wrong, Castro Blanco?
Yes, I know who he is, yes. He's an attorney. We used to be in county government, I believe.
Yeah, I think he worked for Astorino, correct?
I believe so, yeah. That's
yeah,
right.
And he went down the list of the failings of Joe Biden.
Yes.
And, you know, Miss Rose sat there and she basically was looking forward to,
right,
you know, having a pleasant conversation with somebody who might tell her what she wanted to hear.
Yes.
And she was just, I could only imagine the look on her face in the studio today when she was listening to him. So she went over to Trump. She just got off the Biden thing and went over to Trump. And
right,
was saying, you know, January 6th, what do you think is going to happen? You think he's going to be brought down? I'm kind of not paraphrasing. I don't.
Yes, yes.
So his response was that Donald Trump had a better chance of being hit with a meteor than to be brought down by anything from January 6th.
Good for him. I'm not sure I agree with him, but I'm proud to see a Republican who's willing to fight. I'm not sure I would take his position. I'd have to see his evidence, but that's good to hear, because there's not much sign of life in the Westchester Republican Party unless you see other things, Tom, I don't know about.
No, there is no sign of life, nothing, but it was good to hear that. You know, Trump is what he is, right? I mean,
sure.
I think both of you, all three of us would agree that his approach, his style, he's bombastic.
You know when people knew that the Republican Party was dead in the county of Westchester? Look at the Spano family. The Spanos were all Republicans. So what happens? Little Mikey says, you know what? I'm going to go Democrat now because I'll never win the seat in the seat as mayor from as a Republican anymore. So you once you're seeing the Spanos jump ship and whatever like that, and that's the telltale sign to me in Westchester that Republicans are dead here in Westchester County. I think that they have to build the base back up. Right. You have to start from like small seats, like a councilman or whatever like
school
that.
Boards.
School boards, councilman. You have to get a county legislator or a state assemblyman. We have to build those bases up and then get a senator, absolutely, then a governor, then to the president. We have to start building up a base of the Republicans in this, in this county and this country. Otherwise, it's a losing proposition.
You're way more optimistic than I am, and I don't think in our lifetime, Steve, you could jump in if you want, no, but I don't think in our lifetime it's going to ever turn around. I don't think you're going to see the voting roll in the county of Westchester ever be equal Republican and Democrat.
No, Tom, let's look at numbers.
I think you're right. I think you're right, Tom, but let's face it. You're talking about the present Republican Party. There is none in New Rochelle. White Plains, I know the chairman can't be found. My friend wanted to join. He couldn't get a call back. Tom, you're in a town. You have some signs of life, at least in your school board, don't you?
Hold on, Tom, because we'll take you right after the break again. I just want to say one thing here. Look at the voting in this country here. From 18, everybody who votes at 18 years old, 85% of those people who vote Democrat. People don't start voting Republican till they get in their late 30s, early 40s. So that's 15, 20 years of people voting Democrat at a 15% clip compared to an 80% clip.
But Lou, let's not forget the out-of-state experience. The 50 states controlled largely by Republican state legislatures and governors.
I'm talking about Northeast.
Absolutely. Northeast is a lost cause, but we're not giving up.
And I'm talking about the Northeast and even California.
They're certainly dedicated to it. Call Judy or David O. at 914-636-1460. It's easy to get on the radio and have your voice heard in all the right places.
1460 WVOX.
Tom, you're on?
I'm here.
Hi, Tom.
Valid points.
Yeah, valid points. Make a last point because I got four people I want to try to get on before the hour.
Yeah, I think Steve's point is a good one. I think the future is the influx of the changing demographics and Hispanic race.
Yes.
So probably putting all of the eggs in that basket and trying to convert them into a Republican Party would be the way to change things. That would be probably the only chance you have.
You're absolutely right. And I think, let's face it, I know the demographics of Pelham, great town, just like New Rochelle. Whatever we think, a lot of people from the left are moving in from certain precincts in Brooklyn and Manhattan. God bless them. May they turn conservative when they grow up. But until such time, I think the Republican Party has to go to its roots, the basic values, the Constitution, law enforcement, good economics, and there are plenty of Spanish and African Americans who are willing to join us. We just have to speak to them.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
Tom, thanks for the call. Great points.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you.
Mitchell? Just one point. Before we get to Mitch, and we want to hear from him, Lou raises some very good issues in these congressional races looming. The present 18th congressional district primary. I don't know if there'll be a Republican candidate. I hope there is. Good luck to him. We'll try to help him out if his party lets him get help. But I will tell you, the Democrat gerrymandering, like went on in New Rochelle 10 or 12 years ago, where Republican districts in the New Rochelle City Council were legislated out of existence. Typical gerrymandering. Same thing we're talking about now. It's Republicans and Democrats playing games with our democracy. It's not right. It's not fair. No matter who does it, gerrymandering at every level is wrong. But I am telling you, at a certain level, this practice becomes voter suppression. No better, no kinder, no sweeter than the racist voter suppression in our nation's history. It's being instituted today to drive Republicans out of districts where they had power and splitting them up atomistically. atomically, so they have no power, not enough to win a race, but to make certain races more competitive for Democrats. That's illegitimate too, Lou, and I hope we get a chance to talk about it.
But, Steve, you don't see it to the victor goes the spoiler?
Absolutely.
You don't see it that way? That's what's happening?
It's the reality. I accept that. I'm not a complete fool.
Yeah.
I don't live in Wonderland or follow the yellow brick road. But while we're being, optimistic, utopian, like our, okay, our Democrat friends, like I suspect the next caller, let's be utopian about voter rights and real choices in elections. When Republicans have no chance of winning in a district, that not only robs Republicans of a voice, it robs Democrats of a voice, because Democrats vote for Republicans the same way Republicans vote for Democrats. Let's allow these choices to exist. Let's not stamp out the opposition. As you say, the natural course of politics causes, like you say, to the winner belongs the spoils.
All right, let's get to Mitchell again here.
I'm here.
Hi, Mitch.
So, first of all, I'm sorry to hear that you guys are so down on the Republican Party, but, you know, hopefully go home, have a drink.
Well, Mitch, let's face it. If we want to have Democrats, I'll vote for Democrats. And I voted for Democrats. I don't need Republicans mimicking Democrats.
Sure. Okay, whatever.
I know, whatever. You're having the time of your life. But, Mitch, you got to say, the Democrats rule the Northeast, but what about the rest of the country?
Bob, the Republicans are doing well in the rest of the country, so God bless. As far as what one of the callers said, that Bowman's district, that they're adding those Republican districts like Mount Vernon, I don't know. I think Mount Vernon is pretty Democrat. And no, he's not getting White Plains because Mondaire Jones is in White Plains. But I just wanted to help you guys out. The two people that are primarying Bowman, Tommy Myers from Yonkers, Manuel Casanova from the Rochelle. So far.
Thank you.
Maybe, Steve, you get in the race.
Yeah, thanks, Mitch.
Well, I don't know. You're in the district. And just, you know, as far as Ukraine goes, Joe faced down the Russian bear, and the Russian bear blinked. Nothing's happening in Ukraine.
All right, Mitch.
Mitch, point made. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mitch. I got this other guy, Mike, that's been waiting, too.
Show must go on.
Mike,
you there? Let me just say one thing.
How are you?
I just caught a glimpse of the Olympics from the greatest prison camp on earth,
yes,
communist China.
Yeah.
Let's remember, when you centralized government, no choice, lack of consumer responsibility, lack of environmentalism, lack of minority rights, that's what you end up getting. You get a totalitarian state like China, and that's why I hope more and more people are not watching these Olympics, because they're thoroughly corrupt, and we shouldn't really be watching, and I think we should boycott NBC.
All right. Good point. Yes, very good point, Steve. All right. Mike, you there?
Yes. Hi, Lou.
Hi.
Hey, Mike.
How are you?
How you doing, Michael?
To the point that you guys were making before about the Democrats and stuff, in the Bronx, where, you know, we worked for so many years, and I was friends with a lot of the politicians. One by one, they primary them, and I mean, Joe Crowley, who was there for over 20 years, he was the number three Democrat in the country, and he got primaried by AOC.
Yeah.
Keep going, Mike. Mike, keep talking. Take the time.
Oh, okay. He got primary by AOC. Jeffrey Klein, who was the state senator, so he had a lifetime of politics, and he got primary by BIG.
Yep.
A friend of mine was an assemblyman from the Bronx, and then he ran and became a city councilman, and they told him, you know, you're not liberal enough.
So, all right, Mike.
If you decide to run again, we're not gonna support you.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, thank you, Mike. It told me in 2 seconds we gotta go off the air.
Lou, can we agree at some point going liberal bankrupt you?